unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Well, hello and welcome to another fabulous Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 495, and it is recorded on May 21st, 2023.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. It's 22.
It's the 22nd, which is Harvey Milk Day.
You've yes.
Got a fucking sign on behind you, and you don't even have the right date.
Well, it didn't say on the thing. And also,
well, it's hard to know it's working at the 22nd.
What?
And it does say it right there behind your fat left arm.
Listen, skinny bitch. We don't listen to you anymore. You're too thin. You have no weight with us. Anyway. Yes, it is the 22nd, and I just changed it. Thank you for pointing that out. And it is Harvey Milk Day. Although, should we be saying Happy Harvey Milk Day?
Yeah.
Hey, was it happy, though?
Well, it is now.
All right.
And it's his birthday. It's his birthday. It's not the day.
Oh, well, then it's happy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a happy birthday.
No, the day he died, that was in back during the winter time, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely tragic. Hey, it is five shows until episode 500.
I know.
Okay. It is also 92 degrees and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios.
But the rest of the week's going to be in the 80s and 70s.
That is much better.
This is our hottest day.
Oh, well, and then only four more months until it's time to start thinking about what Christmas cards I'm going to send out.
Oh, don't talk about getting cold. I've got slippers on and socks.
Oh yeah, I think for your birthday I'm going to end up buying you like a parka or something.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the comedy club last night and freezing in there. It was so cold. And then it's funny, we got in the car and Sean's like, "You want the air on?" I go, "No." And then, but after we went to Carolina's, we were by your house. We were driving back home down the worst. I always say it's the worst street in Sacramento, but there's others that are just as awful. 14th.
12th, oh, yeah.
Terrible street. We had the windows down, and it was nice because it was cool, but it wasn't cold.
Right.
It was a nice night. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know. I was a little cold last night, but not for the same reason. It is 162 days till Halloween and 217 until Christmas, so you need to start getting your pumpkin carving tools out. And while you're doing that, you can go over to Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public. It's going to freeze that way. You better be careful. receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint Nephi, Nick Dijes, Dosage from Sayundavaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brothers Anatis, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame. Find out how you can join for as little as a dollar a month and add another name to that amazing list of people.
Yeah, so the phone has a new I found this thing where the face, it has a flower blooming. I don't know if you can see it.
Let's see. No. Oh, it's kind of like, the first time you saw a penis, your flower just blossomed and opened. Okay. Hey, history.
My penis that blossomed and opened.
Okay. We'll go with that. This day in history, President George Washington's devoted widow and nation's first lady, Martha Danbridge Custis, there's a name for you, Washington, dies at her Mount Vernon home on May 22nd, 1802, and she was 70 years old. Yes.
Yeah, it was weird. I was, you know, I always thought that people back in the old days died young.
Yeah.
But come to find out, poor people back in those days died young. Rich people lived to be, I mean, I saw some people that were living to 80 and 85 years old back in the, you know, the 1600s. What?
Right.
And it was because, well, first of all, they weren't, you know, trying to fuck with the Indians or the
Native Americans.
No, that's not what they're indigenous people.
Oh, hey, there you go. That show
those are the people that had, you got an arrow through your fucking head because you still land. So, yeah, that made you a little younger, but, you died a little younger. But, you know, those people that sat around with, and worked like killed by knights or bullshit.
Had to work themselves to death on farms to try to, and homesteads and everything else. They, the richer people, they did better health care.
Although I was watching The Great, episode 3 of The Great, and on the first episode of the season, this Catherine shoots this one woman for being a traitor in the stomach. So every episode, she's like going, oh, I'm still feeling terrible from this shot in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, well, this week they go, okay, I think we've got a cure for this now. And so they put a handful of maggots into her into the thing, and they go, now this should work or you will die. Okay, so there we go.
Yeah. So that happened.
Yeah.
Let's focus for a moment, please. It's that time of our week where we take a moment to realize what's important. I always make wise decisions and life is wonderful. Which is why that's an affirmation and not, like a statement that,
I was going to say, you make terrible decisions sometimes.
And yet here we are 500 episodes later. So.
Ouch.
All right, let's check out some holidays. Do, do, do. See if we celebrated anything. Oh, it's Bitcoin Pizza Day. I didn't know that you could put Bitcoin on pizza. Since it's invisible, I guess you could. Canadian immigrants, pick them out. Unless they like Corey Hart, then you're welcome to stay. We have Harvey Milk Day, of course. Our beloved Harvey Milk. International Day of Being You.
Well, I did that today. Celebrated that.
Me too. Yay. Also International Day for Biological Diversity. Not here in Florida. National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Not doing that. Maritime Day. Solitaire Day. Vanilla Pudding Day. Ooh. I have some vanilla pudding. I will celebrate that day.
Are you sure it's not just pus?
Oh, darling. That's tapioca. All right.
Believe me.
Sherlock Holmes Day. La, 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 la. Sherlock Holmes Day. You know that he and Watson were getting it on. And then World Goth Day. I know any goths? Don't know. I'm sure I do in their hearts. But, all right. Well, those are the days. Congrats. We celebrated two, maybe. Happy birthday! You ready for this? I'm sure it's a long list. Today's birthday is happy birthday to Remo and Rebecca. Also, what other birthdays we have coming up? He's dead, so no. Oh, Tim. Yes. Pride 48, Tim. Also, Mike, Margaret, Rob, publisher of Outward Magazine, Mr. Fred Palmer. We have Gary, Mike, author Mike Lopez. We have Wendy Cameron, the naughty nanny. And then we have happy birthday to Mercury, Raymond, T.L., Robert, author Lynn Michaels, author Patrick Pat Henshaw. Sorry, Patrick, I don't know where that came from. Also, Curtis, Peter, I forget what his moniker was, but he's a podcaster, Mr. Peter. Mr. Peter. former podcaster, Nick, who is also a patron of the show. Happy Patron Day, Mr. Nick. We have Mike, Matthew, Thomas, Ian, Bruce, my God, people were popping them out like crazy. Singer Xavier Toscano. And then, we have Miss Nessa. Miss Misery herself, Nessa. I will shed a tear for her birthday when it's here, not today. Yeah. So, most people will get that reference. Moving on, we did get something in our feedback. John wrote in and said, I agree with Matt about hiring a full-time driver if I suddenly became wealthy. That would be a dream come true. Amen to that. I would love it. Love it, love it, love it. I always thought that if I got a really good job and just had the enough extra income from it, that I would just still hire at least a part-time driver. Hey, Chub Hugs, who you want to hug, baby? Tell me all about it. No one? No, Tom Chug says no Chub Hugs today.
To all the people suffering in the world. Okay. There we go.
You know, that actually is a really good chub hug, and I think a lot of people really need that. I'm going to send my chub hugs out to the good people who are suffering under the new Nazi regime in Florida, because whether you realize it or not, they have had two prides that canceled because it's now illegal. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
That it's illegal to have pride in Florida. You can't read but most of the books. The colleges are being defunded. No abortions past a certain amount of time there.
6 weeks.
Yeah. So in if people don't really grasp it, that is a Nazi state. Sorry. But welcome to the future. It's there. So, just saying, I think that our swag this year, our pride swag this year, needs to be bricks. Going through a lot of windows, saying, bitch, we ain't taking this shit. We ain't going back. So, anyway, moving on. We do have some celebrities who unfortunately passed, starting with Martin Amis, the British author, best known for his trilogy novels Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. He died May 19th, and he was 73 years old.
Yeah. 79. Oh, 73. Sorry, you're right. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Okay. And then we have Andy Rourke, the commanding bassist of...
Commanding
basis. Yes. Okay. That's said. Okay. Anyway, he was with the Smiths, who I know a lot of people who were very upset at his passing. He died May 19th. He was only 59. And again, pancreatic cancer. God, that is just such a bitch. If you want to donate to try to fight pancreatic cancer, pancan.org.
Well, it doesn't matter because if you try, they're just going to defund them, you know, with this. You know, well, that's the whole thing right now with the abortion pills. They're saying if they can do that, then when are they going to go after COVID? When are they going to go after, you know, cancer drugs that they're trying to get out, you know, the Alzheimer's drugs that they're working on, Parkinson's. Oh, it's God's way. God's way.
Anything stem cell research?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Even if it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, like, you know, newborns or stem cells or.
I know. They don't fucking get that. It's so stupid. Anyway, even Nancy Reagan at the end, once she needed it, was finally for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. That was her
crazy
thing.
Old bath. Let's see. We have Jim Brown, the legendary fullback for the Cleveland Browns, who also became known beyond his NFL stardom as a civil rights activist and Hollywood action hero. He died May 18th at 87. Jack Rebney, the foul-mouthed RV pitchman who became one of the internet's most first viral personalities and was profiled in the 2009 documentary Winnebago Man, died May 10th at 93. And now Tom wants to talk to you about.
Let's take a look. What do I want to talk about? And the funny thing is I haven't, you know, haven't recorded with Brian, so this is all new.
Oh, we get it first.
Yeah.
And see, nobody's going to tell you that you're stupid for what you watch here.
Well, that's not true. You might. Let's see, Masked Singer, we have the season finale, and it ended up being David Archuleta, and and the one who won was some girl named Bishop something. Basically, it's Sarah McLachlan's, you know, daughter.
Oh, okay.
So she was the winner. Now, have you started watching Queer Eye yet?
Yes, I have completed all 7 episodes.
Okay, well, then we can talk about the two that I've seen. Okay. Let's see. Started watching Silo on Apple TV. It's another apocalyptic. They're living in a big silo. And the people think that, you know, it's been years since whatever happened outside. Yeah. But yet nobody wants to venture out, but some people want to try it and the government's telling them no. So the first episode was good. Mm-hmm. We had a double elimination on Top Chef, which we'll talk about later. American Idol finished up last night and ended up winning. He is, of course, in the Hall of Fame for Chubbs Gone Wild now. Usually the Chubbies don't win. The Chubbies go home early, but this time they love him. He's a big boy and he is, before it's like they get rid of the gay guy or they get rid of the gay people. The black people, the fat people, the redheads, they're all out. You know, we don't want any of those people. And this year they fell in love with him.
Great. That's really great. I was surprised when you sent me the picture. I mean, you had said that he looked like, you know, Israel from, you know, but I had no idea it was like that. Wow.
So
that's awesome.
Let's see, we're getting down, we have just 2 more episodes of Miss Maisel this week. Was I don't know, it's kind of like, we know it's winding down, so the episodes don't seem big enough to be almost the end, you know, I don't know, it's weird, because as much as I love the episode, it just left me with, it's like, Is this a filler episode when we got only a couple episodes left? My God, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Miss Davis, which is the ninja nun, she is, it gets crazier. It just gets crazier every episode. And so there's only, I think I only have two episodes left for the whole season. So it'll be interesting to see where they leave it off. I'm pretty sure it's got to get renewed because sure they can't complete what they're trying to do. I mean, she's trying to find Holy Grail, and somebody who had actually drank from the Holy Grail on an earlier episode, their head blew up. It was disgusting, and I loved it. I'll tell you, Queen Charlotte over on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
it's honestly. I think I'm either three or four episodes in out of the six. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it is such a better show than Bridgerton.
Yeah.
It's more interesting. We're actually trying to scratch on, like history a little bit. Instead of trying to completely be, let's say Netflix friendly. By checking off all the boxes, this still has some meat to it. So, I've appreciated that. Yeah. Let's see, three episodes in on The Great, and I know some of it's based on truth, and most of it is not. So it's just insane. It's insane. This one child he fell in love with this lady who, she's 30 years older than him and married. And so the kid's so in love with her that he's, throwing a glove down on the floor and wants to do a duel to claim the woman. So it's just insane, insane, crazy, funny stuff. We're on, a few episodes in on the Jim Belushi weed show. It's always interesting. They went to, a couple different places other than theirs because they're working with different places around the country so they can, feed into other states basically. This episode they were in, Big Sur. Down along the coast here in California. And, they were looking for like the holy ganja weed from that time period. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they finally found the guy who should have had seeds, but he didn't have any seeds. And they're like, oh no. And he goes, but I do have a plant. And they're like, oh, so they can clone off the plant. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun. And, they decided to, one of the companies that they work with in California, was right near where this guy was. And he said, I'd really like those people at that facility to take care of breeding this because I think it should stay in Big Sur. Cause that's what it was, where it's all based from. So, but it's always an interesting episode. They have some comedy that they add into it that they really don't need. Anyway, it's the weed stuff that I find just fascinating.
Yeah.
I did want to mention that, Avatar 2 will be coming on Disney on June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And Shazam, the part 2, will be coming to Max on 5/23. Now Max is the new name of HBO Max Discovery Plus. So all three elements are going to be involved in Max, but it's just called Max. They, for some reason, I still don't understand. I mean, HBO has always been, if it's HBO, it's worth paying for. Remember? Yeah. And now it's like, I don't know why they think the HBO has a bad name, but okay.
Now that they're combining those people that pay for both,
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen with, once Max starts, anybody that has Discovery Plus can cancel that, and HBO Max automatically converts over to Max.
Well, good. I guess,
yeah. There's a lot of things starting on May 23rd on Max. You know, there's big debuts, a lot of them. You know, the Sarah Silverman, comedy show. There's a lot coming on that particular day, just to entice people to stay with the platform. And interesting, Disney came out and said that they're going to make Hulu and Disney Plus. I don't know if they're going to do it with ESPN, but they're going to if you get Disney Plus now, you automatically get Hulu.
That's interesting. I'll be happy to, you know, pay a little less there.
And the reason why they're doing that is because if you have Disney Plus and you've watched all the stuff that you want to see, they'll cancel Disney Plus.
Right.
But Hulu, on the other hand,
yeah,
has weekly stuff that you watch.
Right.
For some people, it is their Fox and their ABC lineup comes through Hulu.
Right.
I mean, they have originals and they have movies, but I mean, let's face it. I watch Hulu for the stuff that I don't want to see commercials on regular television. Mm-hmm. So people are less likely going to cancel their Disney Plus then,
right,
because they don't want to cancel their Hulu. Because Hulu, it's funny, because if you think about it, Hulu is one of those things that you kind of accept to be, it's like Netflix. I'm going to pay for those, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
yeah, so I don't know. I think it may be a good idea what they, you know, they're trying to be smart. We do have some movies that are out right now that have been at theaters, and they're just coming into, well, they're on cable or on streaming right now. Man Called Otto, that's the Tom Hanks movie. Right. I Want to Dance with Somebody, which is the Whitney Houston documentary, biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Dungeons and Dragons, which we both saw, is now on Paramount Plus, along with 80 for Brady and Scream 6. I don't know why it wasn't 666, but it's I think it's Scream 6. The new one is. And then Ant-Man Air. Ant-Man's on Disney Plus. Air is on Prime. And Wendy and Peter is on Disney Plus. So a lot of shows out there that people may have missed at the theaters, but now they're on streaming.
Hey, did you see Ant-Man?
Yes.
You saw it in the theater?
Nope.
What did you think of it?
It was way too talky.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending kind of brings it in, but it was long, considering it wasn't 2 hours. Yeah. It was still long, or maybe it was just over 2 hours, but it was long and kind of, you know, I mean, I was following it, but it was like, oh God, do something, get moving here.
They tried to pull out like every Disney trope, and it just, I don't know. It felt like it backfired. They were just trying too hard, and then they brought in Kang, and he talked for like half an hour.
Yeah,
I was just like, just shut the fuck up and do something. Right. I mean, only the saving grace of it was Ant-Man, but even the women were just superfluous. You have kick-ass women. I mean, that, you know, you brought in and she's like killing people and being all tough guy and everything. And then she just turns into this little wispy girl. Just whatever. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Not Dead Yet on ABC was renewed. One of the few things renewed. Let's see. I did start the summer baking competition. Have you started yet?
I have not.
Okay.
You're welcome to talk about it.
Yeah, this one has, it was Carla Hall. It's, was, yes, he's on there, Duff. And then it's, what's her name? She was one of the, next Food Network stars. She's the Southern girl. Her name starts with a D. And she's really cute and funny, you know, but she has something weird with her teeth right above her canines. It's weird.
Mm.
And then I bought it. We bought an antenna for the television because we're getting ready to dump our cable.
Wow. Well, I mean, I've already dumped my cable, so I'm not saying wow to that, but
yeah.
Wow, what's an antenna, man?
You hook it onto your smart TV and, you get all the local stations and you get all the San Francisco stations and you get, the Fresno stations and you get you're getting there was, I think, I want to say it was 5 or 6 different PBS stations.
Wow.
And then, there were at least 3 CBS, NBC, ABCs, and Fox. I know we had 58, Fox 40 here, and then we had 58 here. So, it ended up having like 69 different, stations, although quite a few were Telemundos kind of things. So,
right.
But, it's not going to be a problem switching over because all my, on my average day, I watch everything on streaming anyway. Mm-hmm. The only thing I watch live on the regular is, MSNBC and that's it.
Maybe right. I watch all that on YouTube. So.
Right. Yeah. Or you can watch it on you can either watch MSNBC on Peacock or you can watch it on NBC, MSNBC's app. So yeah, it's they're making it very easy to quit cable.
Yes. And how weird. I was like, I never really thought about cable being something in past tense, but interesting.
Yeah. And I don't have to watch commercials.
Yes, thankfully.
Oh, by the way, if somebody I know got they got Netflix free for a year when they took a certain, I don't know, it was Verizon or some bullshit like that, right? It comes with commercials. I know.
Yeah, I heard Netflix is going to start that. No, thank you.
No.
But speaking of, so we did have some mutual shows, starting with Queer Eye.
Yes.
Season 7.
Yeah, I've seen episodes 2 and 3. I mean, 1 and 2.
Okay.
Which is the fraternity. And it was quite funny because when they first get there, they're just awful. They awful. Look terrible. Yeah. They smell terrible. It's just, it's like, how could they possibly be this awful?
Well, and then on top of that, they were going to bring in past alumni and hit them up for money. If I had walked into the house, I would be like, oh, hell no.
Well, is that money going to go to a maid? Because this place is sty. And I still think that Bobby does way too much work and the rest of them. Well, I mean, like even Jonathan, he had other people cutting the hair. He wasn't even doing it.
Well, yeah, there's sometimes that he does that and sometimes he does it on his own.
Yeah.
And you'll see that later on. One of the things that got me was, this season, what Karamo does as the kind of spiritual or the head shrinker, kind of let's pull yourself together. It's actually a lot more apparent this season because before, like last season, I was just like, what do? You like give some pep talks and you find a support group for them type thing. But what do other than just look cute? And this season you see a lot more of what he does.
Now that he's got his new TV show.
So, oh, I don't even know about that.
Yeah, he's got a talk show now.
Oh, well, that's cool, I guess. I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, he's on, I think it's at least you.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I will say is that Bobby is so cute. I just love him. I love them all, actually. They just they've got really good personality. Although there was you'll find this out very soon. There's a shower scene with Anthony, and I did not realize he has really done a lot of work on himself, and that was very interesting. But yeah, the second one was the lesbian, correct?
Correct.
Man, did they transform her? I mean, that was like night and day type of transformation for that person. And I cry through every freaking episode.
Oh my God. You cry?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm very in touch with, you know, people that transform and, you know, go through all that shit. And then, you know, somebody finally tells them you are worth it. And they've never heard that before. And then they, you know, show them and they help them. And I love that stuff.
See, I just smoke more weed.
Well, you know, that's so that you can dull your own pain and emotions. So.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I, you know, eat cake. All right. But I'm loving it. I think it's fun. Top Chef World All-Stars. So this was the Battle of the Wellingtons. And they were challenged to make three different types of Wellingtons. I thought the dessert ones looked awful. Yeah, but I've never had a Wellington. It's one of my goals that I want to have a really good Wellington.
They're one of my favorites. And the thing, you know, the dessert ones, I like the one that Buddha made with the half of a, was it a peach?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peach half. And when you cut it in half, it looked like, you know, sunrise. It was kind of beautiful. And, but yeah, the team that went home or went to Last Chance Kitchen. And by the way, my, Top Chef,
my friend Ollie.
Yeah. No. My first boyfriend.
Oh yes.
He's still on Last Chance Kitchen. He's still winning.
Oh, is he the one? I was wondering who it was, but I was like, I don't want to mess with it. So that's cool.
What's going to happen on this episode is that the two that got let go will battle against each other, and then whoever wins that will battle against him, and then somebody will come back. So
yeah, so I have a feeling it'll be him, and if it's not him, then I bet it's going to be the chubby guy with the braids. I really like him. I was really kind of sad that he was voted off, well, you know, let go. But that woman, as much as she has stuck around and as much as she's tried to cook and she's been in the middle, she just never really shined. So I wasn't surprised that her team was the one that went. So anyway, there we go with that. And I'm glad that all our boyfriends are still there. Okay, RuPaul.
Well, not Dale. Dale's not there still.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I kind of broke up with him after he failed to, you know, stay on the show.
Oh, my God. You're so cool.
I know, but, you know. Oh, and I sent you the picture of Ali in the window.
Oh, that was Ali?
With his shirt off in front of the window. Oh, my gosh. It was, what a beautiful man. Well. All right, RuPaul's All-Star Season 8. What episode have you gotten to?
We're 2 and 3.
You've seen both.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So 2 and 3. I thought it was really fun, and I thought that well, because this is more recent, I guess we maybe won't do spoilers.
No, it came out Friday.
What?
It came out Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, who went? It wasn't Kasha Davis, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was fine. The bottom two for this last episode, they could have sent them both home and I would have been totally fine. I think they're bitches. I guess Miss Kasha Davis is
no, she
fine. I mean, one thing I like about her is that she knows what the fuck she wants and she says it. She's like, I don't make my own costumes. We live in a period where people sew. I go to the store, you know, and I'm like, okay, I get that.
But you know, that's not what this show's about.
Exactly.
That's the one thing that always bothers me is that, you know, they're on a show that they can't win.
Right.
And, you know, why not just have only people that fit all of the qualifications? Singing, dancing,
you gotta have Philip
acting,
yeah,
sewing. They really need to know what they're doing on this show because it's very demanding.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I would have been, like I said, I would have been happy with either of them going. Especially the other one. She annoys me. She's just rude, I think. Anyway.
But that's the, that was week two, right?
No, that was week three last night.
Week three was.
Go ahead.
It was the one of the Hispanic girls left.
You know what? Maybe I'm an episode behind. I don't think so. Maybe I am. Well, you know what? I think I am. You're right.
We watched two and three together.
Right. Well, that's what I thought I did too, but maybe I missed it and just watched two.
Maybe I'm confused. But yeah, it was because the first week was Monica Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And then the second week was Kasha, I thought.
Oh yeah, yeah, because
Sean says
they released one and two, and then you hadn't watched two yet. So that's right. The thing. So you were the one, you were behind on that one. So yeah, we're caught up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, three girls are gone.
Right.
So that.
And
that
I felt bad for Monica, but the rest of them, I'm okay with.
Yeah, except, well, and then again, it comes down to if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Right. And because, if it's All Stars, you need to do it.
Because remember the acting on the, on the one, it was awful, just awful. Well, the two girls that were in the bottom. So I guess that was the second one.
Yeah.
Kasha was the third. Okay.
Right.
See, because then we're watching Untucked at the same time.
I'm not. I haven't.
Oh, my God. If you're not watching Untucked, you're only getting half the story.
I know, but it doesn't show Untucked where I can watch it. So
Yes, it does.
On Peacock or Paramount or wherever the fuck
Paramount I'm Plus, yeah.
It does show it on. Okay, I'll look it up then because I like the Untucks.
The Untucks are really good because, I mean, seriously, you get a whole they're not competitive at that point. You know, when they're sitting around and they're talking and you learn a lot about them. And sometimes some of the funniest things that happen on Untucked.
Okay. So I'll look that up. Okay. Next up, we have Spring Baking Championship. I finished it. The gay guy won. I was very happy with that. I didn't know who the fuck was going to win the last three.
It was shocking because he went in after having to do the elimination to get into the top three. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, when they showed all the things, I'm going, well, I don't know how they taste, but I thought his was the best looking.
Yes.
And I thought the responses were best for him too. So it was, I was happy that he won and he had pearls on.
Yes. But I just love that the gay guy won over I expected that the French guy was going to win.
I did too. I thought he was going to win. Actually, I thought it was going to be the guy that left fifth place.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's really good. And then he just kind of petered out.
Yeah.
You have a bad week.
Yeah. But this was a great, great cast this time. All right. Next up, we have Survivor. And this was a real big twist at the end. And I had a feeling it was not going to be who we thought was going to be, because, man, they sure made it look like it was going to be Carolyn.
I know.
They had it, you know, down to, and her eyes were bugging out and her tongue's gone and she's just being all crazy and everything. And yet, thankfully, it wasn't. It was Jamie, who I'm like, I don't even know. The two, Jamie and the other one that's like her, I couldn't tell them apart.
I thought Heidi left. Was it Jamie?
No, it was Jamie. Okay. Yeah. Heidi saved herself with the idol. But like I said, they're kind of interchangeable when they get to that point. I don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah. Well, that's what always happens with me on a lot of these shows. I don't remember the women. It's terrible.
You remember the women that stand out. You're going to remember Carolyn.
Well, Carolyn's not
a woman. But these young girls that all kind of
look alike and they dress alike and act alike, and sometimes,
and they have the same,
they're cousins, identical cousins.
God. Okay. So yeah, that came up. I was looking for a meme of that today, actually, and I couldn't find it. And I had to text him and just say, well, I guess those memes are probably too old for.
Well, you know, actually, is there a way of making a like good memes? Yeah. We should do it. What's one that I always look for and it's not there? Because I was surprised to find The Bad Seed, because The Bad Seed is one of my favorite movies from the 50s. And the little girl was just so, she was Veruca Salt with, you know, like tap shoes and a bad attitude.
Yeah.
They both had bad attitudes. Anyway, murderer. So I always like to use that. But then there's other ones that I'm like, how can you not have a meme for that anywhere or a GIF?
Right.
This doesn't make sense. So, but yes, Survivor has been one twist after another, and it's been really fun. It's been a fun season.
Yeah. And it has not disappointed.
No.
And then you started Summer Baking Championship.
Yeah, and it's well, like I said, the people that are on it, the judges are kind of fun, because we love Carla and Duff, and and I think you'll like this new girl too. She's really cool. She's really fun. She's sweet, and Jesse's still the host.
Oh, that's good. I like him. I think he's a good host.
I think he's a good host too.
There was only one of the hosts actually for these things that drove me nuts, and it was that woman. She was just too perky.
Oh yeah, I hated her. But I didn't care much for Skunk Boy either.
Yeah, he was just too droll.
He was always trying to do his humor, and a lot of times it just doesn't work on the show.
Right.
It's just not right. So, yeah.
That's Oliver.
Yeah, and the contestants, nobody's standing out yet.
Okay.
Because remember the deaf girl in the spring
one? Absolutely.
Yeah, she really stood out right away. And I just watched the one episode. There's two available on Discovery Plus.
Cool. I'll try to check that out. Let's see. Okay. I don't think there's anything else we're watching together, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm writing a piece right now called Kissing in Spokane. That's a working title. And, for our patrons, I am posting it as I go over on the Patreon. I got a little bit more done, and it's just kind of fun and a nice little project on the side to, you know, work on. So, there's that. That's what I've been doing. Other than that, I've just been kind of like doing work projects and home projects and nothing really. I haven't really gone anywhere or done anything other than that. I watched, The Queen Cleopatra on Netflix, which, they've made a big deal about Jada Pinkett Smith being in it or something, and it just looked like she was a narrator, which
she's a producer.
Okay, so that's cool. It's four episodes. It is a documentary series, which means they've got full fiction, I'm not fiction, but acting and person, you know, the whole thing going on. And then over it, they have, some experts who have deep dived into this, and they are presenting it like it's supposed to be because Cleopatra was a black woman. But they always, you know, it's always a white woman or something when it's
no, according to the Egyptians who were angry at her being black, they said, you're wrong. She came from Greece. She was Greek.
Yeah, but no.
Well, just, you know, sure. Where'd you pull that out of your ass, huh?
You think there weren't black people in Greece? Anyway.
Well, that doesn't mean that, you know.
No, but. She was black. Jesus was black, if you believe in that type of thing. So I'm just saying they need to get over all this shit. You know, it was not Elizabeth Taylor, maybe in the movie, but not in real life. Anyway, it's a fabulous series. It's really good. I love everybody that they chose for the cast, blah, blah, blah. The whole storyline, it is very good. And I would suggest going over and watching it if you have any interest at all, and it doesn't lead down the whole, you know, like, anyway, it tells the story like it was, but it's really well dramatized. I watched one episode of Worst Cooks in America, season 25, episode 1. I may have watched one episode of this at another time. I don't really have a desire to finish. I have, this is the one with the like famous TikToker type people trying to cook, and they're all trying to be cutesy stars instead of even trying to compete. So whatever. It just feels so fake. I love the chef who's in charge of it, but whatever.
Who's the host? Who's the other chef?
The two chefs, I don't know. One is an African-American, young chef. I don't know who he is. I don't know if I've seen him before in anything. And then the main one is like the blonde lesbian with Ann like Burrell. Bleach blonde spiky kind of hair. What?
He's not a lesbian. Ann Burrell.
Sorry, you have that hair. You're a lesbian.
She's bisexual.
Oh, well then, actually, I liked her even better. No, but I think that she's really fun and cool, but I just didn't care for the show. And that's it. I haven't been doing much other than writing and getting through.
Sometimes okay.
That's the best you can do. Now let's move on to advice from Miss Manners. Dear Miss Manners. Is one obligated to speak to a stranger who approaches them? And are there different rules when this person, when it is person in person versus online? I commented on someone else's public social media post, and a couple strangers replied to me, addressing me by first name, as if we were longtime acquaintances. I replied to them that I was certain they did not know me. They replied that they would like to, and I gave them my customary answer, no.
Was your question in
that's
there?
That's it. No, that's the thing.
Okay.
Is one obligated to speak to a stranger who approaches them, and is it different rules for people that are online versus in person?
No, it's actually easier online than in person. Because in person, you can't just, you know, clear the, you know, your page.
Right.
You don't have to talk to anybody online if you don't want to.
Yep.
But I would suggest that this is kind of like, this is like for the people who say, I don't know why I keep getting hacked. Okay. Same thing here. If you don't want people to talk to you, then don't comment on other people's posts. Easy enough. And you know what? No one will talk to you. No one, you know, jumps out and says, hey, you haven't said anything this week, so I'm going to really come over and, you know, put my finger in your face and make you talk. They don't do that. They either, if you don't want to talk to somebody, you don't have to.
Right.
So there's no obligation at all online.
I
would just say if you don't want people to approach you, then keep your, you know, opinions to yourselves.
Oh, or set your responses to private or something like that, if you can do that. And another thing, I just want to point this out for anybody who's confused. Stop saying when somebody impersonates your Facebook account, stop saying you've been hacked. You have not been hacked. You've been cloned. There is a big difference.
Oh, my God.
People think that they're, oh, my God, I've been hacked. There's an account just like mine. And I've got to change all my passwords. Like, no, you just, oh, God, people just, anyway, this is kind of a ridiculous question. But anyway, let's see what Miss Manners had to say. The obligation to acknowledge strangers ends when they make a nuisance of themselves, an exception that telemarketers live in hope you will forget. As Miss Manners sees it, the distinction between online and offline is that a stranger approaches you on the street, presents a possibly frightening intrusion, whereas it is expected on an online forums. So while your would-be social media friend was not rude in addressing you, and although they are hardly the online person, the only person, darn a biscuit, who believes that surnames have been abolished, they forfeited any further call on your time after progressing to cheeky. So basically, you can ignore them.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I'm not calling you, you know, Mr. Swanner every time I post on social media.
Well, it's just, you know, the thing about this is that
it invites familiarity.
Well, you know, right. I mean, people, it's so funny because I know so much about people I don't talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people share more than they should.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Hey, Chubbs, name one thing that turns you on about a man. Just one thing.
I would say a mustache.
That's funny. I was going to say facial hair, but yeah.
Either that or, you know, like, I mean, it's interesting because I was thinking, well, money, but there's got to be something else involved with that, you know?
Yeah. See, my the last time I was asked a question like this, I said, humor, his sense of humor is something that's really important for me and to be attracted to somebody. And I got smacked down about that. I don't know why, but yeah. Moving on. Hey, Chubbs, what three comfort items would you absolutely bring with you on a trip cross country?
Trip cross country,
mm-hmm.
like driving cross country, or
mm-hmm.
okay. My iPad with mm-hmm. movies and music.
Mm-hmm.
Weed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I always take when I go on trips.
You take weed with you?
Well, if we're driving.
Oh, okay. Although, you gotta be careful crossing some of these redneck country places.
No, I'm white. They don't bother me.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm not editing that out.
Oh, probably, well.
Tom at chubsgonewild.com.
Snacks.
Snacks?
For the car.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, you know, hot snacks. You know?
No, no. I'm not bringing
a snack. I'm going to bring him. Okay. Interesting. Well, I would definitely bring a large variety of music, which if I had Amazon Music, I'd have pretty much everything that I would need right there. Don't really know what else that would be a comfort item.
A dildo?
I don't really have any need for those. Yeah, I think it, well, I mean, my phone, I think that as more of a utility item, but pretty much everything that I have with me on that. And I don't know about movies and TV shows, but definitely some games. So iPad might work too. But yeah, as long as I have my phone, I think I'm usually pretty good. All right.
Well, you're okay.
So I have other items that I can figure out and yeah. Okay.
Don't build
Next up, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, not a fancy meal. It's just Chipotle. Double steak burrito, no rice or beans, pico, cheese, and guacamole. Chips and queso. I'll take it.
This is
I'll
good. This is
what?
what Sean gets, but he's been getting it in the bowl recently.
Oh, yeah. I bet he has.
But he does love their queso.
Okay, and then next up we have, I was a little pissed. Made homemade meatballs and sauce to serve with noodles. Hubby didn't want that. Made a big deal about not wanting that. Wanted Chipotle burrito instead. Chipotle is near a fancy grocery store with a great bakery. I figured if I was spending $15 on his burrito, I was gonna, while I was eating cheaper food, I would be able to get a little treat for me. Carrot cake pictured and Cherry Garcia ice cream not pictured. Filled the bill. Both delicious and no, I didn't share.
Well, it's a good thing he worked out hard this day.
Yes, and good for you. Because
Yeah,
let
that
me
looks
tell you,
good.
that is a beautiful piece of carrot cake. I love carrot cake. I think carrot cake is probably my favorite cake.
No, I do like it too. It's not my
Yeah.
favorite. And the thing, my problem with Chipotle is that they include cilantro in
Ugh.
almost everything.
I know.
And so I like even their salsa, they only have one salsa or that and it's super hot.
Right.
Yeah, 'cause I think I would like it better if it yeah, if they didn't have so much cilantro caking up everything. I mean, it's just in the rice, it's in the beans, it's in the salsa, everything that you want to throw into your burrito. So I get a burrito with like cheese and meat and sour cream and guacamole, but no oomph. There's no, yeah, and of course it's about the size of a toilet paper roll because they're not going to throw any extra meat in there to fill in for that rice you didn't get.
Yeah, there is a thing for those who haven't heard of it where there is people that have some sensitivity to some chemical that is cilantro and they just it tastes like soap. And then there's other people that will just don't like it. And then there's those that love it. And for me, it's hideous. It's like Brussels sprouts. It's just whatever that chemical is.
No, do not compare.
Nasty. Nasty. I know you like Brussels sprouts and that's all good, but
You hate Brussels sprouts.
and it's, I've tried them, but they taste like little skunk balls to me. So yeah, I just can't do it.
Don't
Although
worry,
I think
fair reader, listener. We all know the truth about Brussels sprouts. Matt's just a prude.
yeah, that they really are little skunk balls. Now, you have said that they are wonderful the way you cook them. I will keep an open mind to say that one day, if you ever cook them and I'm in proximity, I will try one with an open mind. But until then, they are nasty little things. Moving on. Golden rule. Oh, by the way, thank you so much, Mr. Moose, for sending those in. And if you want to send us what's in your lunchbox, go ahead and send it to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a PrEP medication proven to be 99% effective when preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And remember that PrEP is for everyone. Find Tom's other podcasts at slaughterandjud.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our other links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild, where you can watch us on YouTube if you want to. Yay! I know everyone wants to do that. And give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
Oh, so excited!
See this here? This hair sticking out? And this hair sticking out over here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The stupid girl did not take care of my my double cowlick. She didn't care. Oh, it just drives me crazy.
Well, the last person I had who was a trainee was told by the other person, yes, he has three cowlicks. He knows that and he knows how to deal with it. If not, oh well, that's just how his hair is. And I'm like, I'm sitting right here. Really? Really? Anyway, so. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.